Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Woo! I'm feeling good today.
Yeah, it's a Friday. How can you not?
Well, I mean, you know, maybe if like... I was about to get so heavy and then I thought, why bring it down? I'm not going to give you reasons of why you could be down on a Friday.
I mean, I can imagine a few may have got some bad news.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do this because it's a Friday. Let's keep up and about.
What sort of bad news could you have received?
Deaths in the family.
Oh, wow.
Well, you asked me. I said, let's move on.
Remember that time you said, imagine if someone was listening to us and...
I'm like, oh, don't. And they crashed their car and we're the last thing they heard. I know.
That is such a heavy thing to say.
My entire radio career, I've had that thought.
That is such a heavy thought.
It's probably happened. I've been on air for 6 years now.
Whoa.
It's a lie, actually. It's more like 5.
Happy Friday!
Actually, less than that even. Anyway, we're having fun. We're up and about. Hopefully no one dies tonight at our party.
No, drive safely, everyone, and party safely as well.
Yes. This was similar to this time last week. We had our work Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
Now we've got our listener Christmas party tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, guys.
We're
Can't wait.
Good.
Well, the catch-up kind of reflects on that. Huge storm. The Hume Highway was flooded. We talk about that as well.
Yeah. It's been hectic. Hoping that the weather holds off for tonight, but we will wait and see.
Screw Up Fridays is back, as well as a new dating term that I revealed to you guys. You might want to jump on that before Christmas as well. Or maybe not.
Maybe not. No, don't. Actually, I highly recommend don't. Hey, if you're listening to us across the weekend and the Monday, the, 15th, 16th, 17th of December hasn't happened yet, then how about this? An Alpha Bucks clue for Monday's show.
Oh, what's the letter?
The letter is S for Sparkle.
Ooh.
Sparkle. Starry, starry night.
It's good.
Saturday, Sunday.
Santa Claus.
Strawberry.
It could be. Don't look at the answers because we could be giving things away or we might not. Make sure you read up in your S answers because you could...
Win $1,000. All right, cool. We need to go get ready for our party.
Yeah.
I get my spray tan on. I get my costume ready.
How's my frock look?
Awful change.
Thanks. I will.
All right, enjoy your weekend. We'll speak to you on Monday.
Bye.
And I'm sure we've got plenty of stories about what's going to happen tonight.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Ellie, you got to watch out for something before Christmas.
You.
Besides me, there's a new dating tip. I actually might do. It's called Scrooging.
Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooging. I'm the Scrooge.
Scrooge, so a new dating trend. Is it like gaslighting, ghosting,
What do you think Scrooging is?
Scrooging. I reckon it's something to do with being stingy.
Almost.
Like,
kind of.
Is it girls? Is it girls who go on dates and then get meals paid for them just so they can eat?
Not quite. It's even worse than that.
Because that was so me when I was single.
A Scrooge, if you're to be Scrooged, it means you're going to be unceremoniously dumped right before Christmas, so the Scrooge doesn't have to buy you a Christmas gift.
Oh, hectic.
If you are one of these people, you have the most shallow morals I have ever met, but I kind of get it as well.
Oh, fair call. Christmas is what, less than 2 weeks away, and I still don't know what I'm getting my boyfriend Gav.
Yeah. We were saying to each other last night, she's like, what do you want? I'm like, I have no idea what I want.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you want? She's like, I don't know. I was like, well, let's just get something and both be like, this is our present. Like,
yeah, just kiss.
I mean, we don't do that either. Unfortunately.
It's a present. Here you go. Merry Christmas, babe.
Here's a flower. It's not Valentine's. Oh, well. You said to get you whatever. I genuinely have no idea, but so maybe I'll Scrooge her. Scrooging tends to happen for one of two reasons, they reckon.
Mm.
The first, the Scrooger has overspent.
Mm.
They simply can't afford to buy a gift, so they dump you.
So heavy.
Or they're struggling, like in our case, to think of what to buy their date, so they dump them.
Oh, yeah.
So that kind of, we kind of fall in both categories there.
Can you add on the fact that we only earn like
$2
a day?
Well, that kind of goes into the first one.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't overspent. We just can't afford to buy a gift. So we may as well dump our partners rather than save the embarrassment of getting them nothing.
Would you know I got the opposite of Scrooged?
What do you mean?
3 years ago, almost to the day, I broke up with my boyfriend because I wasn't Scrooging him. He cheated on me. Found out about it after I'd already bought his Christmas presents.
So what did you do with them?
I had to return them. And I bought them from Industry, the men's clothing store.
Oh, wow. You
were like $200 worth of clothes or whatever. And so I went in and I had to return all these clothes. And the lady at the counter's like, oh, was there a problem with these? Is there a reason you're returning them? I was like, my boyfriend cheated on me and we broke up. And she was just like, oh, Merry Christmas.
Amazing.
And then all I could get was store credit. So I had an industry voucher and I can't buy anything from industry. So then both my brothers, my dad, all got industry gear for Christmas.
Safe to say though, even if the boyfriend that cheated on you didn't cheat on you, he got the present, I reckon he would have returned it anyway.
Whoa, what's wrong with the industry card?
Ah, it's all right. It was good when I was 16, I guess.
Hey, a man in industry is hot, okay?
Yeah, when they're 16.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Right now, we've been teasing it for days. Screw up Fridays.
I haven't heard it yet. Is it more me-focused or you-focused this week?
I think it's probably majority me. There's like a few dumb moments this week. Not just stumbles over our words, which is usually what we do. But there's a couple of dumb moments and I'm afraid most of them are on my part.
Yeah, good. Because usually it's on me, let's be honest.
All right, well, without further ado, let's take a look at all the times we got it wrong in the week that's been.
Josiah and Ellie. We talk so much. Mondays are good because we start the week fresh with no mistakes.
Yes, we are 8 minutes into this show and we haven't made a mistake yet.
I can promise you it won't take long.
Planning the show as we go. Something I'm planning for coming up next.
Yes.
No!
You were meant to make the mistake later. I was meant to make the mistake before 6:30.
We nearly made it 6:30.
We've got 3 minutes till 6:30. I'm still pretty good this morning. I don't think I've made a mistake.
No, you're doing a really good job. Well done, buddy. Really proud of you.
I love being me. Outbid in 2007 from Nicolas Cage on another one.
Oh, that's fair enough. Doesn't he do those National Lampoon movies?
No. Oh. He's National Treasure.
Oh, National Treasure.
you're thinking of Chevy Chase. There's something that you do, and it's rustling my feathers in all the wrong places.
Rustling your feathers or ruffling your feathers? Josiah, we can't have a whole show of Screw Up Friday. Screw Up Friday is supposed to just be one segment.
I stick by my word. I'm going to be rustling some feathers next. Awesome.
At 6:30. You can bring a picnic basket. Blasket?
That too.
Gravity? I haven't seen that, but apparently she was phenomenal in it.
Was that Julia Roberts?
Oh, no, that was Sandra Bullock. No way.
Same person. Sandra Bullock and Julia Roberts are so similar. I'll get the two.
Okay, you
mix.
Tell your story and I'm going to look up
no,
who's in Gravity.
No, it is. Sandra Bullock is Gravity. You're right.
All right, call us now. We'll take your calls. Nearly got there after DJ Konski. It's just Ira and Ellie here. Hey, R&B Friday's tomorrow.
Guess what else?
What?
Yeah, we're going to be giving away a double pass to our listener Christmas party. Yeah, going to be giving away tickets to our listener Christmas party. You could be there.
And also, we're going to delve into Screw Up Fridays. It's a bit of fun. And this will be in it. You know I'm that last one, when we're trying to record ads and stuff, it happens way too often.
I'm a little bit special, aren't I?
We both are. Hey, it's a hard job, okay? People don't understand what it's like.
Yeah, it's so hard to have fun and talk for 3 hours, man. I hate it. It's just so hard.
Talking is hard. We talk too much, as the song says.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
And you just got so excited about what I'm about to play. I don't know if it's the right part of the song, but here we go. Let's try it. Let the
rain fall down.
I need some songs about rain to talk about all the rain we had yesterday. And you said, get Hillary. And you knew the actual name of this song.
I was going to talk about her early in the week because there's rumours Lizzie McGuire may come back. Yeah. She's the first concert I ever been to.
Yeah.
I am a secret diehard Hillary Duff fan. Music, acting, everything.
Well, that's a banger.
She's my future wife.
Can we talk about the rain now?
Yeah. Love you, Hillary Duff.
Okay.
Up the Duff.
Talk about the rain, bro. That's what's in the rundown.
Yeah, it is. So basically, we all know what happened. We all experienced it yesterday. Torrential rain. It's all. I feel
it's gonna rain. Okay, I've got like 20 rain songs. Here we go.
Am I
going to
get through my story?
Yeah, go for it. Sorry,
I'll punch through it.
Yeah, cool.
Basically, the main part of the story is more than 120 motorists got stranded on the Hume Highway just outside of Wangaratta. Mm. 17 had to get winched from safety by a helicopter. Mm. We've seen the footage. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable so much.
If you were one of those people, 13, 12, 16, if you experienced it on the Hume yesterday, because today it's still shut,
Yeah. They reckon it could be shut for up to 48 hours from now. I know.
And there's, what are they diverting from Seymour through Shep back onto the Hume?
Yeah. So Shep, you know, yesterday you and I were in town. We were on Friars Street and there was so much traffic. We're like, what is all this traffic doing
Maybe
here?
Maybe some more today then as well. Hey, shout out to all our new listeners then.
Yeah. Welcome. If you come from Melbourne, you come from Geelong, I don't know, you're going up
Sydney,
to Sydney.
You're going down.
Yes.
Have you got a rain song for them?
Yeah. Hopefully the rain stays blue though and it's not.
Oh, what a song.
Who knew? So many good songs.
I think for Shep it's meant to be sunny today.
Yeah.
However.
Oh, it doesn't look like it. Actually, I've been saying partly cloudy all morning.
A severe heavy rain warning remains in force throughout the whole of Victoria.
Hopefully tonight it doesn't rain over me. Let it rain over me. Too much fun. But we do want to hear this morning of your storm stories. We want to hear from people stranded on the top of their cars yesterday. Because there are up to 100 of you. Surely some of them are from the GV. So give us a call, 13 12 16 with your rain stories.
I can't believe we're playing Mark Anthony right now.
Oh, we're playing everything. But it is summer, which makes it bizarre. Like, this is really summer rain. I could keep going.
There's a lot of songs about rain.
Oh, so many. The best one, of course, is... It's raining. I mean, it will be tonight at the deck for our Deck the Mall party. That's
well,
for sure.
Well, the more we play these, I feel like we're doing a rain dance.
Yeah,
we're wanting the rain to come.
Oh, no.
We should be doing the opposite.
Yeah, no, there's going to be... Don't worry. We're hoping that there'll probably be sunshine after the rain. I want to see the sunshine. Have I already played that one? I can't remember
before
if I made
go,
that
can
gag
you just play Hilary Duff one more time?
Oh, God. You're making it really hard. Oh, okay, they're playing on the same one. It's too hard. Anyway, I'm trying to get too fancy. 13, 12, 16, storm stories. We want to hear them. We've got a Dazzler's Car Wash voucher in case your car isn't clean enough from the rain yesterday.
Yeah, but let's be honest, the rain can be a little bit dirty, so clean your car. But we want your stories. How did it affect you? Did you get stuck? Did something happen to you? Did you lose electricity? Give us a call now. We got caught in the storm when it first hit yesterday, didn't we?
We did, yeah. We went down to the Maughan Street Mall. You were dressed as your Christmas tree.
Yeah, had my hair put up as a tree. If you've missed it, hit GV on Instagram. Do yourself a favour. The videos are unbelievable.
Yeah, except you had the star on top of your head. So for people who missed it, his hair was in a cone shape right up in the air and then he had a star on top of it. So he was, you know, as if it was a Christmas tree.
When that wind hit from that storm when it first hit, it literally blew my head over.
Oh, it was so funny. Like the middle of the mall, the trees were going everywhere and your star was flying across
the mall. My star fell off my head because of the wind. The storm was that crazy.
Yeah, insane. So we did put the call out, 13, 12, 16. Do you have a storm story for us? And Katie from Shep, have you got one?
I'm dead serious. I came home and my roof was being held up by an open door.
What?
Yeah, my roof like fell in.
Katie, where are you from? Which town?
Shep.
Shep. I didn't hear that.
We just said Katie.
Welcome
from
to a life, a little insight into Josiah's brain. I think the rain's affecting my brain. Tell us, who put the door up?
No, like the door was open. So like I'd left the door of my room open and then the roof, like it fell down, but it... Like it was being held up by the door frame, and then we closed the door and the roof just fell to the ground.
Hope you've got insurance.
Yeah.
Oh, judging God. By that giggle at the end, I think you do.
Yeah, it sounds like you're taking it really well. Did all your stuff God. Get ruined?
Yep. Oh. But it's okay. We can replace it, you know. Everyone's safe. That's all that matters.
I love that positivity. Thanks, Katie. Hope it gets better for you.
Thanks, guys.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Working on Josiah and Ellie. Professional unit we are here.
What's in your mouth?
I forgot to tell Mia Edgerton Warburton from Channel 9 that we're about to do the mic sound. So she's mid-sentence. I'm mid-chew of my ham and cheese toast.
Well, the only one that's controlling this place, the only person that switched on this morning is Josiah.
Oh, do you want to press this button then?
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go. It's a GV rap with MIA. Oh, yeah. All right, I'm back. Ham and cheese toasty has been swallowed. Mia Edgerton-Warburton from Channel 9 News, Border Northeast. Welcome to the show.
It's me. Thanks for having me.
It's me. It's like, we know it's you. We just said your name, which takes a very long time to say multiple times.
We've got our Deck the Mall party tonight. Are you going to be a celebrity guest?
What does that require?
You turning up.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And performing a song.
Yeah.
And tap dance.
Do I need to get into a costume?
Yes.
Yeah, I've actually got this bikini for you.
Oh.
My anaconda doll. We're just going to reenact that film clip.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no worries. If it gets any more viewers, why not?
Yeah, done.
Oh, God. Now, Mia, it's been a big week in the GV this week. Lots of huge stories. Let's start with Tongala.
This is crazy.
Yeah, that was wild. Well, yeah, I was there very early that morning. So basically, two men, it's believed, stole an excavator from Shepparton and a truck, drove it nearly, I think it's about 48 kilometres to Tongala, and then used it to smash into the front of the Bendigo Bank there.
I mean, I don't want to promote stealing or what they did, but...
No, don't clap it.
Good effort.
They didn't get... I mean,
elaborate effort.
A great effort. Yeah. Creative effort.
Cash boxes were stolen, but I don't believe anything was stolen from the actual ATM.
Have they been caught yet?
Not to my knowledge.
How did they get away with that?
Did they just dump the truck there and leave it there?
It was so the excavator was still there and the truck was still out the back when you got there.
Oh, so they're locals.
Was there much damage to the truck and the excavator?
Excavator looked fine. Truck looked fine. Oh. The bank was another story.
Yeah, surely the police have footage of these guys. They stole a truck from Shep. They're in Tongala bulldozing a bank down. Like, there's got to be cameras on the guys.
They were CCTV. But they're all covered up, so.
Yeah, you got their balaclavas on.
And then the IGA next door was hit the next day.
Yeah.
Crime spree in Tongala.
Sounds like an inside job if I've ever heard one.
Oh. What do you mean?
Let's not speculate.
Not by the banker.
Yeah, what are you going to say? Oh, someone from Bendigo Bank is going to rob it. Come, you farm.
No. I thought you meant I'm going to get us sued.
I'm saying my theory, and I said it on air yesterday, how can all that happen? It would be the loudest thing ever and no one heard it. There's houses next door to the bank. Come on.
I spoke to a bakery guy and he didn't hear anything and he was there at the time.
Inside job, like I said.
No, stop saying that, Josiah.
Allegedly.
God, you're accusing innocent people. All right, let's move on to the rain and all the traffic diversions that are in place. Heck DOS.
Very heck DOS. Over hour delays, I'm pretty sure.
On the Hume. So the Hume's shut outside Wang.
Outside Wangaratta and south of Shepparton. So people are getting diverted through Shepparton and they're also getting diverted at Strathmerton.
So there's a lot of people now who didn't intend to come to Shep, didn't intend to have to tune into 96.9 that are listening to us right now.
Yeah, of course. You're getting more viewers.
Welcome, guys.
If you want to know what we look like, hit GB on Instagram.
Yeah, Mia Edge to Warburton's the hot one on Channel 9 News.
Should we put up another photo of you? You got a few followers last time.
Yeah, I do.
Is your boyfriend coming tonight?
Maybe. Who knows?
Oh, when the cat's away, the mouse comes out to play, boys.
Heyo.
All right, we're looking forward to having you there tonight, Mia. Get your what did we say you have to wear? Tap dancing shoes, ready?
No, bikini. And
not a bikini. It's going to be cold.
Have a speech ready as well.
I'll be there with jingle bells on.
Oh, let's actually deck them all. So can you deck the halls for us?
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Catch me at Edgerton Warburton, Channel 9 News tonight from 6 p.m. Border North East. We'll see you there tonight, Mia.
See ya.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
You're up early this morning and weren't listening after 8 o'clock this morning. You missed some groundbreaking radio. Basically, as we've been touching on the last couple of weeks, Ellie revealed that she doesn't like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing everything to try and get you back. And for the first time yesterday, I think it kind of worked.
Yeah, I'm getting there. It was a bit of fun.
So if you've missed it, go to the Hit GV Instagram page or Hit Goblin Valley on Facebook because you can see I did the new trend where you can turn your hair into a Christmas tree. So for those that don't know me, I do have long hair with the old man bun.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Joe from
Hair House Warehouse
in Shepparton to come in. Turned my whole head literally into a Christmas tree. It looked unbelievable.
It did look. She went above and beyond. It honestly looked so good.
Star on top of the tree.
Yeah.
Christmas lights around me.
It's the only Christmas tree because I don't have a Christmas tree up at my house yet.
So that's what we thought. I said, I'll bring a Christmas tree into the studio. I'll put it on top of my head. And my goodness, it does look better than a lot of Christmas trees at home.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't realize it would be this good. So after the show, I was like, it's such a waste just taking it down now.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd pop into Maud Street Mall and Shep.
Spread the Christmas cheer.
Spread a bit of Christmas cheer. And that's when I realized I think there's a few more Grinches around the old Sheppertonia than just you.
Why's that?
Well, you and I were walking through and everyone's staring at me because I've got this Christmas tree on my head. And I'm just going, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. People weren't really responding how we wanted them to.
Nobody was having a bar of you. As your little minder, it was hilarious for me because you'd be like, Merry Christmas, mate. And dudes would be like, what is this guy
doing? People putting their heads
down.
I thought people would be coming up to me for selfies, wanting photos. Like, how often do you see someone with a Christmas tree? Do people not like fun here or something? Are they not used to fun? I couldn't believe it. How about those two ladies that were having a conversation? They were staring at me from a distance going like, look at that guy.
Yeah.
And we walked past and they just quickly looked away to themselves. It's like they didn't want to acknowledge that I was there.
That wasn't as good as the kid who got pulled away from you.
Oh, mum, I looked at this kid and I'm thinking, oh, that guy's got a Christmas tree on his head. Let's go. How nice would that be for a photo with the kids? The mother pulls her kid away from me like I was the Grinch, like I was about to like pull him into my ice cream van or something.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you did look pretty ridiculous.
I did. But so, if I saw someone with a Christmas tree on his head, that's not something you see every day. I'd be wanting a selfie, get a photo with him. Oh, kids, look, Christmas is here.
Look, it's a very stressful time of year for a lot of people, having to buy presents and get food ready and get the house ready and see relatives they don't want to see. So they're probably just feeling a bit overwhelmed.
Shep, get into the Christmas spirit or get out because I'm not happy. I'm going to start going to other towns. You're lucky I live here because Yarrawonga would have embraced me. Benalla, the arty town himself, they would have loved it, I reckon.
Well, hey, I'm not stopping you. You can go there today. Try it out.
Echuca. Yeah. Love me. Seymour. Could have come down there. You know what I might do next week is get the hair put back up and do a tour of the GV as the Christmas tree.
Okay, I think I'm busy that day, hey?
Are you sure?
Yeah, no.
Oh, so because busy. I didn't tell you we're actually going to be turning your head into a Christmas tree next
again,
time.
Again, so busy. But hey, if you missed Josiah's Christmas tree hairstyle, make sure you get around our Instagram, Hit GV, or our Facebook, Hit Goulburn Valley.
And Shep, let's get into the Christmas spirit, guys. Don't be like Ellie. That's our My Community Service announcement. Do not be like her.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.